I tried to take a good picture of it, and that's what they were using to put behind the tires so that the truck wouldn't roll down. And then the third picture is a minivan. He was actually trying to park in the driveway, and his minivan bottomed out. So he had to park on the side of the road. And I actually spoke to him. He was a very nice man, but it did do some damage to the bottom of his minivan. And just quickly, I would like to quote you 7.2 of our covenants in regards to the use of the common property. It says, each such guest shall be accompanied by the member sponsoring such guest at all times such guest is using common property. And that includes all of our amenities. So does that sound like our covenants was intended for nightly rentals? In my opinion, you need to deny this nightly rental and any more coming before you. No nightly rental should be allowed to operate in a well-established neighborhood. This is my opinion. The decision of record, special use permit, should not be allowed to be recorded until all requirements have been met. And I'm not sure if this is true. Correct me, Scott. It's my understanding that there's no time frame as to when they have to complete their CFC. So they're just continuing to rent without being in compliance per your guidance code. Is that true?
There's not a timeline within the guidance code that says that has to be finished. Okay. You're correct.
So they're given their decision of record before they meet all of the...
The decision of record is just to be recorded of the decision that the Planning Commission makes. They could record it the next day.
Okay.
But and then they follow. Then they follow the items on the decision of record.
Should they be allowed to rent until they get their CFC?
Well, that's been a discussion.
Because right now there are several out there that are totally ignoring it.
Well, no, they're not ignoring. I mean, they're working towards their...
No, they're not.
Well, yeah, we're getting information weekly that Bonita receives. She went out today and looked at one.
So
I mean, they're not just ignoring us.
They're just taking their time.
Well,
but in the meantime, they're renting. So
right.
You're saying it's okay for them to rent without getting a CFC?
As long as they're working towards their...
Is there a time frame?
Decision of record, not within the book. There's not.
It'd
be an office decision.
It could go on indefinitely.
No, I wouldn't let it go on indefinitely.
Just a couple more things and I'll shut up. And you said you don't police. So really, what's the purpose of these hearings? We, the residents, are left to police, make calls, and tolerate the nuisance issues. We've sent numerous emails to the PNC with complaints. Complaint driven, and nothing's being done. And I've asked many times, how many complaints does it take before they're revoked? Can somebody tell me that? If I send in a complaint that I see when I'm walking in the morning of repeat, and I send it in, how many complaints does it take before their decision is revoked?
Well, I'd say it should be determined on how, what the complaints are.
So,
if that helps any.
Okay.
How serious the complaints are, I guess I should say.
So, like.
Right, Scott.
Parking in the road, over occupancy, nuisance. This weekend, our Memorial Day weekend, it was like party central out there. I mean, I know myself alone sent in 2 complaints to the management companies, and there was 2 sheriff's cars that were spotted in the neighborhood. So the residents are asking, how many complaints does it take before they get revoked? Because I feel like that's all we're doing anymore is just, oh my gosh, there's cars alongside of the road and you can't weave in and out. The traffic is picked up tremendously. We can't walk without fear of being run over.
You know, I'm not arguing with what you're saying, but I've been out there twice on a Friday and a Saturday, and Friday night I thought the place was dead. There wasn't nobody there.
What time?
About dark.
Well, they don't start. They don't start partying until 11 or 12 o'clock at night.
That's too late for me then. But I didn't see much out there, and I'm not trying to say
that I appreciate that. But, you know, probably at
the reason I went out there because of some boats. Somebody wrote up something about boats.
Yeah.
I didn't see any boats out there that night. But
boats parked in driveways?
Yeah, but they may have come in after I was there.
There's one down below me that parks in the driveway quite often. But like you said, by the time you call and complain, they're already gone. You know, and just like
can you answer her question?
Well, I think it'd be a planning commission decision. I think that if your representative gets these complaints and they don't take care of them and they continue to do the same things, then that'd be something that would be brought before the planning commission. Some of these complaints, I get immediate emails from the owner saying they knew about it and they've taken care of it and they've moved the car. A lot of the CCRs, I hate to keep harping on that, but I mean, you guys can do something about it. The developer can do something about it. You can holler at me. I can't do anything about the CCR.
But the thing about it is our HOA is
well,
you know,
we can't
they say
turn
now
into
that
your
it's
HOA
a nightly
though.
Rental, it's turned over to whoever's managing it. So our first contact is with the management of that nightly rental.
Right.
A perfect example, Memorial Day weekend, we had a problem. It was, can I say who the managing company is?
Well, that's up to you.
It was Sunset Nightly Rental.
Mm-hmm.
I call their number. You get an automatic answering service. There's no specific number for complaints. So I finally ended up pushing the one for maintenance. I got sent to an answering service. I told this sweet little girl what the problem was. There was nuisance, loud music, you know, cussing, whatever. Could they please call them and tell them take it down a notch? And she said, yes, ma'am, I will type that into the computer and I will have someone call you the next business day. I said, no, no, no. We were told 24/7 somebody would take care of this. I said, if you don't call and take care of it, I'm calling the county sheriff. And she says, ma'am, I'll do all I can, but this is what I was told to do. That's just one example.
Right.
And I'm done harping. One last sentence and I'm done. We don't need more nightly rentals in our neighborhood. We need to promote the infrastructure of our vacation area by helping out our hotels and motels from going under. And that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Sandra? Is that you?
Sandra.
Sandra.
I may take the liberty. I have some photographs.
Yeah, I'll take the extra or whatever you want, and then I can give them to the other planning.
Well, the majority of the nightly rentals that have applied for the Division 3 permits, these owners are actually investors with a goal to earn a financial return. They use their real estate to make money for their personal endeavors, but at our community expense. The majority of these investors have not even come forward personally at these meetings or represented themselves, but have sent a representative to do this, which shows a total lack of respect for us, the residents. They are no part of our community, and they do not know us as individuals or who we are personally. They have no idea that every week we take the trash can down for one of our elderly ladies and bring it back up at the end of the day so she does not have to do her steep driveway. They have no idea that one of our neighbors have quietly tilled one of the residents' garden spots for for the past several years because the resident's health no longer allows him to do this, but he still enjoys playing in the dirt and planting his tomatoes. They do not put up with the nuisances that they actually have helped create because they are not there. It is not in their backyard or next door to them so that their sleep or their evenings are disrupted. Again, what they are using our neighborhood for is to rape and pillage it for the income that they can gain from it. I know those are strong words, but rape means to carry away by force, and that is actually what is happening, as we appear to have no recourse in this matter, but we continue to be railroaded by a system that is not helping us as residents. And as you look at those photographs, the first two are damage that have already been done. They represent the driveway where the renter poured the antifreeze down it to melt the ice. The third photograph represents the oil slick where the 54-passenger bus sat in the road for 2 days after it brought in renters into our community and it broke down. In one of these meetings, one of you made the comment that because of the cost of these rentals, that we would bring in a higher class of clientele. And I want you to look real close at that next photograph because that is the vehicle that the clientele was driving and parked in one of the driveways. So put yourself in our position. Would you want this next door to you or across the street from your home? I don't think so. These nightly rentals are defacing and degrading our beautiful subdivision. And the next few things are copies of mailouts that we have received from realtors. One of those mailouts says that 26 properties have sold in our neighborhood in the past year. Of these 26, 9 of those are villas. Of those 9, 7 have applied for special use permits to become a nightly rental. So let's ask ourselves a question. Who is really benefiting from these sales? There are properties in Taney County that were set up to accommodate nightly rentals. Properties such as Thousand Hills, Point Royale, Fall Creek, and Holiday Hills. If the realtors want to promote nightly rentals, promote these properties, not Branson Creek. There are many beautiful and upscale properties in the Branson area for these tourists to rent. They do not need to be in a residential community like Branson Creek. You need to realize that what you are actually doing is you are diluting and taking away the income of these other properties. The facts are that these nightly rentals are destroying what was a vibrant, beautiful neighborhood. You have made the comment about other subdivisions that nightly rentals were not compatible. So let's ask ourselves a question. Do we somehow live in an inferior, cut-rate, shoddy subdivision? You have had dozens of permanent homeowners stand up here and give you valid reasons of infractions and infringements that continue to occur. Your job as planning and zoning should be to help us improve our community, not run it. We do not need any more, so we ask you to please stop approving these. Thank you.
Thank you. Wes. Steve, when we get done here, I'll let you speak. Let's let everybody go through.
I'm not sure why I'm up here, guys. You've had a pretty good story told to you already. Just the herd mentality that you got to group together. Go blindly down the road.